Report of Assistant Superintendent Harry Scott, May 25th and 27th, 1913. The following pages contain a correct copy of the report of Assistant Superintendent Harry Scott, dated May 25th, 1913, and sent to the National Pencil Company on May 26, 1913. As Stern Scepter HS reports, Atlanta, Georgia, Sunday, May 25th, 1913. This afternoon, Detective Black and myself were at police headquarters again and had another interview with the Negro James Connolly and questioned him very closely regarding the statement made to us yesterday morning by him, but he maintained that it was the truth and we could not secure any further information from Connolly. Atlanta, Georgia, 5/26/13, reported F. The following pages contain a correct copy of the report of Assistant Superintendent Harry Scott, dated May 27, 1913, and sent to the National Pencil Company on May 31, 1913, as Stern Septian HS reports, Atlanta, Georgia, Tuesday, May 27, 1913. This afternoon, Detective John Black and myself again closely questioned the Negro James Connolly, and he began to show signs of weakness. We endeavored to impress upon him the importance of telling us the truth, and left him to believe that Mr. Frank would not commit a crime of this sort, and have him write the notes for Mr. Frank on Friday as stated by Connolly in his previous affidavit. We were unable, however, to get Connolly to change his statement, and I discontinued at 8 o'clock p.m., reported Atlanta 5/31/13 S.